How to Create a Glitch Monologues Season 19 Chapter 2. This is Season 19 of How to Create a Glitch in the Matrix Monologues Episode 2. In this episode, we will be elaborating upon two more concepts found in this podcast which arise out of the esoteric narratives of the New Testament and Quran. Specifically, this author finds support for the principle of pairing, conservation, appropriation, substitution and displacement, governing the non-consensual. Now, the first concept I'd like to reintroduce is the concept of pairing. In past episodes, this was phrased in a couple of ways. First, thoughts pair, which is to say, they always manifest in pairings. For every thesis, there is an antithesis. For every open thought of one orientation, there is an open thought of opposing orientation. This concept was used to explain the principle of polarity, which is to say, every time you have a thought, it manifests its opposite, not in your mind, but in the mind of another. This principle was also used to explain the dialectical process in human society. Since for every thesis, there is an antithesis, dialectical action becomes the default form of sociality. For every movement, there is a counter-movement. For every truth, an opposing falsehood. Now, this concept finds its root in the Quran, namely, Quran 36-36, which reads, "Glory to Allah, who created in pairs all things that the earth produces, as well as their own, human, kind and, other, things of which they have no knowledge. Holy is He who created all things in pairs, whether it be of what the earth produces, and of themselves, and of what they do not know." This passage provides support for the contention that even what we do not know, that is, things beyond our apprehension, the unseen, exist in pairs. The second principle I would like to explain is conservation. This concept essentially means that identity is conserved, it isn't created or destroyed by displacement, but simply moves from one person to another. In that, God has decreed that for every thesis there be its dialectical opposite. This concept is used to explain the existence of dualism in reality and society as a whole. It is also used to explain the interrelated concepts of substitution and displacement, which is to say that thoughts, identity, pass from person to person through substitutionary acts, created by physical displacement or territoriality. It is also used to explain the concept of appropriation, which I will explain shortly. Conservation finds its root in Matthew chapter 13 verse 12. This passage reads, "Jesus answered them, 'To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand.'" This passage is interesting for a few reasons. 1. It dovetails neatly with the passages contained in the Quran explained in the previous episode. But it is also interesting because the statement suggests that there is an equilibrium, a kind of mathematical precision to our endowments. From one he takes, to another he gives. This conservation reflects a kind of justice, but it also describes the manner of this allocation. For it states that he who has, that is to he who possesses something, more will be given. Whereas, to him who does not have, from him even what he has will be taken away. This concept can be applied to any act of physical territoriality or attachment. In a past episode, we talked about how possession of an object manifests physically, in that the touching of the object, the handling of the object, is a manifestation of an internal attachment. For he who holds something in attachment, shall be given more of that thing. Conservation tells us that identity manifests through union or appropriation, the result of substitution and displacement. An archetypal gateway generates union between two selves, causing an archetypal convergence both backward and forward in time. But in the absence of union, that is, when polarity rules, divergences lead to the shifting of the identity from one person to another on the basis of possession or attachment. That is, the physical embodiments of attachment reflect the accumulation rather than the diminution of possession. If you would like to understand the concepts of appropriation, substitution and displacement, or conservation, there are numerous podcasts which explore these concepts. But I will provide a summary podcast explaining them shortly. That's the end of the podcast for today. If you enjoyed it, please like, comment and subscribe.